That's one. Two, I very much agree with the viewpoint that we need a lot to do on the part of educating our citizens. And I can point out, 10% of Western people to vote right is a very, very big indictment. But my encouragement is that nowhere did the society start on a very perfect note. Everywhere, there was a process of actually educating and enhancing democracy. Even in this country, there has been some growth. 92 thereabouts, the focus of battle did a study. It was found that people were voting on a number of very close excuses, like X is more handsome, Y is so short or so tall, Z does not deserve to be a president, or some of these special by symbols. The star stands for eternity, the palm tree stands for whatever, and therefore this actually persuades people's voting behavior. There is no more so.
It is.
So over time, it's no more, it has changed considerably.
Well, maybe
it has been considerably
back.
Yes, so that says it has dropped. What I mean is that it takes time to actually have this sort of thing.
An elder statesman, KB Asante, said Ghana's democracy has been very good despite some challenges. He called on stakeholders to consolidate their gains and improve upon the systems, taking into consideration best practices elsewhere.
In my opinion, we are doing well. We may not like all our politicians, what they do, what the big men do and all that, but we'll talk about them. In the case, democracy after all is very simple. One man, one vote. We are, in my opinion, our practice leaves much to be desired. But we are practicing it.
As it's supposed to be.
Yes, we go to elections, we put candidates, the politicians ask for their votes, they tell them some truths, they tell some lies, they try to persuade people to vote for them, they give all sorts of promises, and which they do not fulfill, which we know that they will not fulfill, but some or the other will follow them. But when you look back, I've been to other countries, I've watched this. It's not much, much better than ours. So I think we should try to improve our democracy. But we shouldn't think that it is there's something wrong with it. It's just not good as a democracy in other countries. Unfortunately, that is what we do in this country. Everything which we find not correct, we look at other places. Instead of looking at ourselves, finding out whether it is our character which has brought us into that position. Education is very important, and it is our duty, those of us who are lucky to be educated, to see to it that we have proper education in this country. Without it, to me, democracy is meaningless without education, because the majority of the people are not usually very highly educated.
The head of research and programs at CDD Ghana, Dr. Franklin Odro, said research shows that 7 out of 10 Ghanaians prefer democracy to any other form of governance despite the challenges. He said the focus now should be how to deepen democracy and invest in the right structures.
We have come to the point that there's a broad consensus that this is the form of government that Ghanaians want to practice. I mean, if you look at various studies, opinion surveys, Afrobarometer surveys, and others by CDD or even by academics, there is a broad support on the part of Ghanaians that democracy is the form of government that we want to practice. If you ask the ordinary Ghanaian whether you want to have a military regime or you want to have traditional authorities ruling, they are going to say negative. In fact, 7 out of 10 Ghanaians say that they prefer a democratic form of government, irrespective of the challenges that we are facing. So I think there is some kind of broad support on the part of citizens. And if you compare that to even the political elites, our Ghanaian elites also appear to suggest that we want democracy, we want this form of political arrangement to manage our affairs. So I think there is no dispute that this is what we want. And indeed, as Dr. Kumasi Akoye said, I want to quote Francis Fukuyama, who said the end of history and following the fall of the communist regime, that democracy is the game in town. So I don't think this is the time to even debate whether we want. I think what the issue that we want to talk about,
we're just looking at the growth of it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly, the point is, how do we deepen the practice of democratic government? I think Ghana currently, and you asked the question earlier in terms of the practice, I think we have the frame, I'll call it the frame, that you should have regular elections. We do have. You have a vibrant civil society, you have the media, citizens' participation. Election turnout is around 80% if you take the last election into account. So citizens' active participation, people calling to radios, people express their views. So there is a frame in terms of what the tenets of democracy. What I think we have a challenge, and that's what to me relates to your question to growth, is the substantive aspect of democracy. Is democracy delivering the dividends that we want? And I think that is where I feel that we, Ghana, we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the growth of democracy in Ghana.